want to get out there. I want to experience. I want to see. I want to understand. I want to learn.
Hi, everyone. So how is your summer going on? Any exciting plans for this summer? Are you traveling anywhere? I am going to travel. I'm going to go to Portugal in the month of June. So exciting. But it's not as exciting as what Stephanie Nyhart is doing. And this is what Stephanie is doing. Stephanie is taking a 1,000-mile journey on Yukon River just by herself. It's okay, right? It's just an expedition, just an adventure. Few things about it, though. She is going to go on a boat on the river all by herself. Still doesn't feel like a big deal. You need to see the size of the boat that she is going on. Why don't you just close your eyes and take 3 seconds and visualize the boat that someone might be going on for 1,000 miles. Now think about a boat someone in middle of Alaska, middle of nowhere, is taking from point A to point B in the river. What kind of boat is it, you think? Did you imagine it? You did. Now let's see the picture of that boat. Ta-da! No, you didn't think of that boat. You did not think that she was going to row on that tiny little 16 feet boat for 1,000 miles all by herself, did you? And now, for all of you, what I did is I spoke to Stephanie. I spoke to Stephanie before she left, and I asked her all the questions that you might have for her. First of all, why she is doing whatever she is doing. How is she going to deal with all those things? And so many other whys. Why, and why? And how much fun is it? So let's hear it from Stephanie. Are you guys ready? Let's do this. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here. How many times have you done this before?
Well, I haven't always soloed, although I've done a lot of things by myself. I've sailed from Vancouver, British Columbia, down to San Diego. I was with about a crew of four of us, took a 40-foot catch down there. And that was a big deal, you know, going all that way. And then I kayaked from Vancouver up to Skagway, Alaska, which was about 3 months all summer, 1,000 miles. And then I started with the headwaters of the Yukon River up the Teslin River running into it. So I run the headwaters up in the mountains all the way to the Circle City, Alaska, which is almost like the Arctic Circle. And this is the kind of the end of that big journey. It doesn't feel complete until I get to the sea. So I'm trying to go from Circle City, Alaska, it's actually all the way across Alaska to the Bering Strait. So it's about another 1,000 miles.
Wow. And is this for the first time you're doing it alone, or you have done this before alone?
I have kayaked alone. I have done a section of this river alone. It was a university project. They wanted us to go to this. I was doing environmental ed as a minor. They wanted me to go to this camp with them. And it was like the big deal was to go spend a night alone on a mountain. And I'm like, you know, this is not going to meet my needs. So I talked to him and said, what if I come up with a project and I run the Yukon River, a part of it, and turn in my project on that? So I did that for my last term of university. I got credit for it.
It must have been the toughest credit. Like, you're being so happy about it as though you, like, I made my trip into a credit, but it's not easy.
No, I mean, it's much harder than what they did up at this camp they went to. So it was a good challenge for me because when I was 18, I left on my bicycle and I worked and saved some money. And then I was one of Michener's drifters. I went over to Europe alone, you know, hitchhiked around for almost a year. And so it's in my spirit. It's in my heart. I'm a seeker. I want to get out there. I want to experience. I want to see. I want to understand. I want to learn. all those things keep me, you know, driven, like Jody says.
Are you nervous about anything about your journey?
I think I have a healthy bit of anxiety. Well, of course, bears are a big concern. It is bear season and the fish are running. And I have precautions and I have a lot of preventative behaviors. I try to take care of anything I can to prevent that from happening. And if it does, I have some strategies to save myself. Mosquitoes are going to be worse than the bears. they make you nuts. It's black and it's so loud. You can't hear anything. You're just like kind of in this place. So, but if you stay on the river and in the breeze, you know, they're much easier to handle. And I have good mosquito netting. So that those two things, you know, navigation worries me a bit, but it's silly to worry about it because the river only goes in one direction. There are parts of this river that it's the third largest river in North America. It widens to 3 miles, 4 miles in place. It braids, and from the water it's flat, so you can't even see where the channels go. So it's the first half of the river I would have, it goes like this, bends. And so I'd have to get to the side of the river and go inside of all those curves. So I was in control a lot. This part of the river, especially when it slows down, I have to listen to it. I have to let go. I have to not row. I have to simply let the river guide me, let the current take me where I'm supposed to go. So that's in a metaphor in itself, you know.
It's just to listen to it from you sounds so beautiful.
But what's the reality?
Thank you so much for sharing everything that you did.
Oh, well, thank you. It's so nice to meet you.